This radio is powered by Streamlion, the superior internet radio hosting service that provides our SOCAN license coverage. Visit Streamlion.com for more.
Like confetti in a windstorm!
Welcome to Story to Screen here on KPEO World Community Radio, where we're rocking the film world each week on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can go online, download the app, and listen in weekly with new guests and music, or catch the replay on wearestarfish.org. This is Story to Screen, and I'm your host, Eric Krefeld. Let's dive in.
On the boulevard, not that bad. It's my
this woman, cute and curvy, don't you know what she really caught my eye? Checked my breath and got my courage up. Strolled on over and gave her my best line. I said, excuse me, darling. Ooh. Oh, I couldn't help the way you light up this room. Yes, you do. She turned to me with a deep voice and said, I'm sure. Can you see? This little girl's got a secret to tell. Just ask the man in me. Don't you know that the devil's in the details? Don't worry, baby, just to let you know, I never kiss and tell. Car was a green sedan, late one sunny afternoon. The salesman said it was a real steal, and under warranty too. Said, listen man, since you're paying cash, I'll even throw the tires in for free, just for me. Pulled to the shoulder, asking over and over if I knew why I got stopped. That car was stolen from the circuit court judge. Officer, I didn't know it was hot. Don't you know that the devil's in the details. Spent 30 days, all expenses paid, in the L.A. County Jail. Oh, courtesy of the judge, man. You know that the devil, devil's in the details. Oh, you know the devil's in the details. Oh, now, the devil's in the details. Yes, he is. You know, girls, it's kind of like when you go on that internet date. He says he still got his college weight. More like sumo weight. Well, he's alive on the fire and he's out to raise a little hell.
So yeah, man, that was Devils in the Details by Randy. We've got an amazing group of people here tonight. We're super excited to have everybody here. Super talented people with a lot of really incredible things coming up, and I can't wait to bring each one of them on and talk about what they're doing. Let's start with Randy, since we did just finish up with one of your songs. Randy, how you doing tonight, Randy?
I'm doing great, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Oh, fabulous, man. Thanks for being here. Randy, can you introduce yourself however you like to be called?
Yep, I'm Randy Stevens. I'm out here in Southwest Florida. Musician, songwriter, guitar player, extraordinaire. I guess that's what I am.
Yes, absolutely. You have to throw the extraordinaire in there because this man is on top of his game everywhere he goes. I've seen him at multiple venues. I've seen him live. I've seen him in the studio. You know, just a heartbreaker, man. When he gets on that instrument and he just starts wailing on a song, whoof. That song, Randy, tell me a little bit about that song. Like how did you come up with that song?
Well, first of all, let me say thanks for that. I mean, for what you said, the kind words. And you know, it's hard to promote yourself sometimes because you like I said, I use the word extraordinary, but I want to just preface that I just love to do what I'm doing, and that's why I do what I do. And the guitar has been in my life since I was 14, and I'm now 57.
Wow.
And I've been writing songs, as you know, Eric. We've been talking for a few years now. But I'm a songwriter at heart also. Not only do I love to play electric guitar, and just have been doing that my whole life, I found myself being a songwriter. And I think just the devil in the details, just to talk about that song, I sometimes look for little fun things to write about. And I just thought, how can I write a song about the devil being in the details? So I wrote it in a story format. I would not say this is one of my easier songs to write, but some of them just come out really, and those seem to be the best songs that I write are the ones that I don't seem to tarry too much over. But this song was massaged a little bit, but I love the idea, and I love having a story, and I tried to make it fun and light and still kind of, you know, with a rocky vibe.
Absolutely, man. Well, it is so fun, and I don't know if it's light, but it is fun. It's one of those songs that, like, you hear it and you're tapping your foot and you're having a good time, and then you're like, wait, what did he just say? Wait.
Yeah, well, I tried to approach some subjects and try to be careful too about, you know, about things, but still to make it kind of, I find that if I say, you know, Albert Collins is one of my favorite blues artists. And what I loved about Albert Collins is the lyrical content.
Right on.
And there was always humor in his blues, you know.
Yeah.
Like I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. You know? or I can see the lights on, baby, but I can see there ain't nobody home. And you know, he would just, or a classic, another one more classic that he put out was "There's too many dishes in the sink for just us two."
Nice.
You know, talking about somebody cheating on you and just, you know, you take a serious subject like cheating and you turn it into something that is, well, it has some humor to it.
Right on. Well, and you know, it's what I love about music is the story writing, you know, the lyrical story writing behind it. And you know, part of this show is to bring filmmakers and music professionals together for a couple of purposes. One of the purposes is that they have so much in common that they need each other for. You know, filmmakers need music in their TV shows, films, movies, commercials, whatever medium they're working in. And you know,
right.
And musicians, you know, you guys need visuals like all day long, every day. You have great stuff, but people like to see something too. And so,
right.
You know, I love, that's one of the things I love about this show is connecting those two dots together. So we've got two amazing filmmakers here tonight with us too. I'm going to let you
awesome.
Guys introduce yourself. So Nikki, if we want to start with you.
Hi everyone. I'm Nikki Akmal. I'm a producer, line producer, production manager based in New York. I've been doing this for many, many years.
Awesome. And Rob?
Hi, I'm Rob Smithline. I'm the writer and director of the Hundreds Anthology, which is the series that we most recently worked on together. It's a story about six strangers trapped on a train, and it's five episodes, and each episode is about each character that's trapped on the train by a demon hunter named Mac. And he has to figure out which one of them is the demon. So it's a bit of a mystery and a thriller, and, you know, it doesn't take itself too seriously. You know, it's got some humor in it too. So that's been our latest project together.
Love it.
There's also some horror in that.
That's right. True.
Right. No,
yeah,
I
was going to say, I'd call it, it falls under horror, but it's nothing too, too gory, kind of a PG-13 type of rating for it.
Right on. And, where is it first going to be distributed through, or like, what's your concept for how you're getting it out and when it gets released and all that good stuff?
Well, it's already been released. It's available on Amazon and Tubi right now.
Okay.
And also recently YouTube at our distributor's channel, which is Indie Rights Movies for Free. Awesome. So you can catch it in all three of those places.
Awesome. So let's talk about the music in your TV show. How did you guys go about working through music for the show?
Well, this is a very different route. What we did was we got licensed music from a website.
Sure.
So it's mostly orchestral, and, you know, I pretty much, you know, had a selection of music and figured out what was best for the mood of each episode. And they're all very different.
Yeah, I dig it. And that's, you know, I mean, that is what, you know, a lot of filmmakers tend to do. And there's a lot of reasons for it. Some of the reasons are it's easy. It gives us the ability as filmmakers to, you know, just sit and peruse through hundreds and thousands of hours of music, pick and slice and dice what we want and use it. The part of the premise for this show is that, you know, in doing this, you know, Randy, as well as all the other musicians that have ever been on this show, they'll have their music played on KPEO radio now. So they'll get radio play for it, which means they'll also get royalties. And they're getting introduced to filmmakers like you guys that, you know, maybe some point in the future, there will be a connection between you guys that you'll go, oh man, remember that dude, that one song, you know, and you know, you'll be able to now have a network of musicians that you can call. Because now you'll have access to all of these musicians that are also on KPEO Radio and have been on this show, Story to Screen, which I personally find really exciting. That at a moment's notice, now, yes, you can always go back to what you're used to, but you also have this new opportunity now to pick up a phone, send an email, shoot out a text, and be like, OMG, I need a blues rock song. Remember that dude, Randy. How do I get in touch with him again?
And definitely.
Yeah. And then magic happens, you know. Now, like, possibly Randy can write a song like for an episode of yours, you know. Like, you're a writer. You understand that sometimes you can't fit a square peg in a round hole. Sometimes you need, you know, a round peg for that hole.
Yeah. And if I can add something, is that okay?
Yeah.
I don't just write blues rock. I do jazz, and I have done rock instrumentals too as well. So my forte is that, and I really appreciate about that about this this opportunity. And you know, I look forward to working with more films in the future.
We could also do a music video for you with Robert directing and me producing it.
Yeah.
Wow. There you go.
The world is wide open, you know, with how musicians and filmmakers can work together on things they both need. And I welcome and love the opportunities that are available when we start putting all this together with people. Because just now you guys have access to all of the musicians that will be on this show through Story to Screen on KPEO Radio. Randy, you know, as a musician there, will also have, you know, from week to week to week, the different filmmakers that we bring in, the different, all of these different projects that are going to be happening over the next however many years, you guys now have a connection with each other.
Nice.
So that said, actually, we'll pause right now. That's a great spot to pause for a minute while we bring in a station identification. We'll pick up another one of Randy's songs. Randy, what is, there was a, I want to say Daughters of the Moon or something like that. What?
Yeah, that's a real unique song that I wrote for a friend of mine. Well, I wrote it about Nokomis, and I was the place that I lived in Florida, Nokomis, and I was looking for something to write and really identify with Florida and be a part of Florida. But I shelved the song for many, many years. It was an instrumental. It's taken on many, many forms. But a friend of mine, his daughter passed away. She was 30-something. She died of drug use, and she's from Nokomis. And as soon as I heard that, I said, my friend Terry Arthur, I said, wow, this song has just been resurrected. So now you have to have inspiration. And I know the filmmakers probably would agree. It's a lot more difficult just to write something in your head or put it on screen in your head. But, for me anyways, my art I have to live, and I have to be inspired. I have to be inspired by life to be able to put something to my art. In this case, Daughters of the Moon, or Daughter of the Moon, excuse me, is what the Indian name Nokomis means. And I was able to dedicate it and finish the song and dedicate it to Terry Arthur's daughter.
Amazing. All right, we're going to put a pin in it right there, listen to that song, and we're going to come back and catch some more conversation here on Story to Screen. I'm your host, Eric Krefeld, and we're on KPEO Radio.
By the shore of the Gitche-Gumee, under the light of the deep blue sea, dark behind rose the forest, scattered among the trees. He rocked her in her cradle, hushed the naked bear will hear thee. Burst in love into a slumber, this song he will someday sing. Daughter, daughter of the moon, he sings. Daughter, daughter of the moon. Of the spirit, flaring fire to the north. You can still hear the sound of the drum beat on a bunny. Oh, so warm, daughter, daughter of the moon. Daughter of the moon.
right, guys. Welcome back to Story to Screen. I'm Eric Krefeld, your host, and I've got, again, some amazing people here. That was Daughter of the Moon from Randy Stevens. We got a little bit more of his music to come here later in the show. Right now, you know, what we really want to talk about is... We got into some great conversation about how musicians and filmmakers, and I'm going to call all of you guys storytellers at this point, because to me, that's what you're all doing. You're doing maybe different mediums, maybe different, you know, formats, but at the end of the day, you guys are all telling stories. You know, I'm going to give Nikki and Rob here a chance to kind of maybe comment a little on what Randy was saying about needing to live through and be inspired by something. So would you guys agree that, you know, that's an important part of your art form as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, all parts of writing really are affected by what you see and do. And usually the themes of what you write has some kind of personal meaning to you. So I definitely can agree with that.
Awesome. All right.
Yeah. I also agree. Whenever you come up with an idea, it's because of something that's actually happened to you or that you witnessed. So you try to put that on the screen.
Yeah. And I love all these mediums and different. I find art in just everything out there. I think, you know, car mechanics are artists. I think mathematicians are artists. I love watching people when they find what their art is. And I think when people find that spot and bring it to life, it just brings so much enjoyment to the world. And that's part of, you know, what we try to do here is just help promote the artists, because to me, the artists are what is needed here on this plane. There's nothing that brings more joy to life than what the arts can provide. So most of our listeners now know that, you know, we look for opportunities to help young people. And so I want to talk a little bit about stuff that you guys have coming up in the near future. If you have other films you're working on, maybe you have another script you're writing, or, you know, Randy, maybe you've got some songs in the works. So let's start with the filmmakers this time. For you guys, we'll start with the lady, Nikki. Let the ladies go first. What do you got up your sleeve without, you know, obviously, you know, spoiling anything coming up, but what have you got up your sleeve that you want people to know about or something that's coming up that you're really excited about?
Well, most of the stuff that I've been working on lately has been with Rob, so I don't want to step on his toes and give too much information and have him talk about the projects himself, but I have a couple of music videos that are going to be coming out in the new year, which is a new genre for me, but I've been doing a bit of that this year with all the strikes we've been having, because at that point you didn't need to have writers or actors, right. Just musicians.
Yep. What about
yeah,
you?
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, what about you, Rob?
Yeah, the two projects Nikki's talking about is, one is a second season for the Hunters Anthology. It's been written and we're shopping it again. So it really depends on how many people see it. So definitely, you know, check it out if you have a chance. And the other thing that we've been working on is a feature called Trust Us, which is a time travel movie. It's kind of got a little bit of everything. It's a drama, comedy, you know, a little adventure, you know, and just kind of goes into the science of time travel and mixing it with a very, you know, commercial, fun feel, kind of in the vein of Back to the Future or something like that. But it does dive pretty deep into the science too, which makes it feel a little more, you know, feel believable. So that's kind of the take on that.
Love it. That sounds super exciting. You know, it's funny. One of my friends a while ago said something interesting to me that it was during the pandemic that everybody really realized how much art was a part of their life. Everybody started streaming everything. Everybody was sitting at home, had nothing better to do or nothing better they could do. Some people didn't feel good, and all they could do was just lay there and watch movies and watch TV shows and listen to music and watch music videos. And they all started to realize how important all that stuff was to them. So, God forbid, not looking for another pandemic by any means. However, you know, let's not wait until there's some other catastrophic event that makes us all hang out and watch TV because we can't get together anymore, to really appreciate, you know, the arts. There's a lot of art that has to do with doing things together. Whether you're a filmmaker, a musician, you know, a writer, you almost always require other people on your team to get all this stuff done, which is, again, what I like about this show, that we're bringing these people together, that, you know, they just have teams of people around them working on things. So that's always exciting to me. What about you, Randy? Do you have any music that you're sitting on waiting to release, or, you know, how's that, what's it looking like in your end?
Well, I have a ton of music. I want to allude to what you said earlier about art, and if I may, but
yeah.
the movie The Last Samurai, I love that movie, but there's a, I don't know why I was reminded of it, but there's a place when Tom Cruise is narrating, he's writing in his journal about how these people, you know, the samurai people and the whole culture, they do everything they do to an art. And I think the picture at that point was the lady was, they were pouring coffee or tea in a certain way. And, you know, and I thought, man, I loved that movie that was one of the impactful parts of that movie. I don't know why. They even took war, you know, basically they took the samurai warrior as an art form. But yeah. going to what I have, and I just thought that was interesting, Eric. But going to what I have, I'm not to be negative, but I'm the music business, or the music is really a tough go right now, and you know, but that's something I'm very passionate about. So what I am sitting on music, I always have something in the wings to record, but really funny that we're on this show and I'm on the show, but really what I'm looking for is out of the box opportunities. So what I've been doing is doing things for realtors, background music, for some realtors, and just trying to find a niche for my writing, because my writing just never ends. If I pick up the guitar, invariably I've usually come across something that I'm recording rough, you know.
Well, and it's something that I, again, find so interesting about filmmakers and musicians, is both of them tend to find themselves having to find things to do that people are willing to pay for sometimes. And I don't know any other way to say it, but, you know, for all the listeners out there, please do what you can to support, you know, independent, however you want to call it. So just support the artists, whether they're filmmakers, whether they're paint and brush, whether they're sculptors or musicians or whatever it is out there, man, just support them, because these people, you know, they have something they bring to the table, and sometimes they're self-financing those things. Sometimes they're able to, you know, just get paid for what they do. But a lot of times, yeah, they're doing cover shows, they're doing tribute shows, they're finding things that they can do to keep themselves busy. They're producing things that maybe isn't their passion to produce, but their passion is producing, so they're doing it. So, you know, for all the listeners out there, you know, we just ask you guys to, you know, while the big blockbuster things are always, you know, super famous and you love to go see them, these guys here that are on this show right now, these are the guys that have some real stories to tell. These guys have lived through some stuff, they've done some stuff, and if you pay attention to what they put out, a lot of what they put out will give you some little tidbits to, you know, who they are and what they do. And to me, that's the kind of stuff that's super fascinating. So we're gonna take another listen to another one of Randy's songs. I think we're gonna go with, what do you think, Randy? Life is Hard or Back to the Blues? Which one? Because we gotta end
I'd
on
like
one
to
of them.
Back to the Blues, since that's an original of mine.
Perfect.
Back to the Blues, I'm really proud of.
All right. Well, we'll go listen to Back to the Blues, and then we'll come back with a little more talk here on Story to Screen. I'm your host, Eric Krefeld. I've got Nikki, Rob, and Randy on the show tonight. And we'll catch you back here in just a minute.
I grew up on rock and roll. Ain't nothing like a ballad can touch the heart and soul.
you're down and out. Oh, tell me, where do you go? A country song can make a grown man cry. And gospel we will sing to the day we die. But when the heart's hurting, baby, in love it just ain't fair. Don't seem to have a prayer. I'm back to the blues where I'm feeling that same old way. You know my mind just keeps on replaying, like a worn out record stuck in its groove. Spend many days in a purple haze, get that funk out of my face. And all that jazz, was it quite enough to take my pain? Here I go again. Well, I'm back to the blues where my mind keeps on playing. I'm back to the blues, can't hear a word that you'll sing. When I grab my own guitar,
again, Story to Screen. This is Eric Krefeld, your host. I've got an amazingly talented group of people in the room, so to speak, today. And we've been listening to some of Randy's music. We've been talking about the film or the series that Rob and Nikki have out right now, The Hunter's Anthology. Make sure you jump into some of the places they mentioned to watch that series. You can find it. We're going to have them, you know, give lots of information toward the end of the show so that you know how to find what you're looking for from these guys. So, you know, part of what we do here with WeAreStarfish.org, it's a 501c3 and it supports young people and families through art and all kinds of art. Obviously, music and film is a lot of it. You know, in what we do, for example, one of the other previous bands we had in here, PBM, which is Peanut Butter Mosquito, you know, they're bringing a young person to the studio so that we get to give somebody a little engineering time in the studio while they produce their next album. I just thought that was an amazing idea. They brought that idea to the table, and it's stuff like that where you can reach out to some kid out there. Every one of us was a kid at once. Every one of us remembers being overlooked for something that we wish we would have done or could have done.
There's probably not a person listening that hasn't wished they could just go do something they wanted to go do. So I'm going to start with you, Randy, this time. And I'm not going to hold you to any of it, obviously, but just maybe think about it for a second. And if there's anything you can think of that would just be some creative ideas of how, as a musician, a songwriter, that you could reach out to young people, bring them into your world a little, and allow them to have just a little moment in the spotlight with something that you are working on, that you are will be working on in the future, just something that you can really, you know, bring something to life for a kid.
Sure. You want me to respond to that?
Sure, sure. And like I said, it doesn't even have to be through us at We Are Starfish. A kid somewhere out there in the world that needs to,
sure,
to meet
you. I've got a kid that comes out to me. I have a solo gig at Daiquiri Deck and Daiquiri Deck on in St. Armand Square. This 17-year-old comes out and his buddy comes out. They've got Metallica shirts and he really likes my playing, and he's just, I just want to do that. He wants to be so far advanced. I'm saying, well, but you haven't done this first. And so some of the things that I started to do some online lessons and things, but nice. You know, what a young person, when I can remember being 14, all I ever wanted to do was play lead guitar, and which is fine. But what I forgot about is the chords. And because there's a basic element to music, and all lead guitar is really is essentially embellishing the chord. As I was trying to teach him that, I started to come up with my own way of teaching. And basically it was really back to basics of, well, here's a chord here. You know, if you have a power chord, which is basically two notes, you don't have a lot of information there.
Right.
When you start adding sevens and elevens, and you start with jazz chords, you start to add more information. What does that mean? Well, that means, because the information's there, that you can embellish over that. And I will quote Carl Verheyen, says that we're all playing the same thing, whether it be Eddie Van Halen, who it doesn't matter. We're all playing the same. All those notes are in the air. God created them. All that stuff is out there to grab a hold of. We're just ornamenting them differently. And if you want to find your own voice in that, you have to be willing to do the work. You know, he wants to be at a certain place. He wants to be where I'm at. But of course, I've been playing for 45 years.
Right.
So you're not going to be where I'm at right now. And you don't. The other piece of that for a young person is they don't have what's called weight. I would call weight. And I learned this from another motion picture about the dancer. I can't think of the black dancer. Young. He died young, but great dancer. One of the things that his instructor told him was that you're a fabulous dancer, but you don't have weight.
Mm.
And what he was talking about is he didn't have experience.
Mm.
So, you know, so at 57 years of age, yes, I could offer young people a lot. Unfortunately, we might live in a culture that really grab a hold of that. But a young person doesn't have the weight. He hasn't experienced life.
Right.
So, and just like the filmmakers alluded to, and we all agreed that we're all giving something that we're experiencing and coming through pain, heartache, whatever. What, I don't know where they're coming from. For me, it's always, you know, in that aspect, I play blues. So a lot of it is in the pain of life and things like that. So trying to bring that forefront into art, you have to live it. And unfortunately, when you're playing the blues, whether it be on the screen or whether it be behind a guitar, you have to live it.
Right. Right.
And so hopefully I'm able to help. You know, I want to be able to pass the baton, so to speak. It is my turn to pass the baton at my age. I do feel that way. And I hope that I can do that in the future as well.
Awesome. Well, yeah, we'll definitely reach out and, you know, talk to you a little more about that. There's some great ideas there. Rob and Nikki, what about for you guys as far as filmmakers go? Is there anything you can think of that you can start to help, you know, whether it's mentoring, young people on sets, or, you know, how does that sit in your world?
I think it really depends on what they're interested in. I would love to have a young person, depending on their age and their parents' approval, come and spend a day or two or three on set with us, shadow crew members that they're interested in possibly learning more about.
Right.
We have in the past had people come in on projects and see what's going on and give us their opinions of how they like things to work as well.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think it's getting into it and being on set and also just as far as writing, you know, in pre-production, you know, mentoring is something that I think would be really fun. It's you know, there's so many things to learn about writing in general, and just having gone through it and written screenplays, I think there's a lot of value in having somebody mentor you for something like that.
Absolutely, man. And you know, and I think one of the things that's so interesting about it when it happens is that they do bring something to the table. They may not have what they're looking for from us, but there's something else that they have, which is this kind of fresh, untainted look at everything. And sometimes it also just brings a real joy to a project to just see they're not hindered by some of the things that we've all lived through. And it's I don't know, it's just fun to walk through that with them. I had one, I can't remember if it was on this show or not, but I had referenced I had on one thing that we did, a young girl. I mean, this girl, I think she's probably 7 years old, and she was in a commercial we were making. And before we started, she walked up to myself and one of the directors and just said, "You just made one of my dreams come true." And I'm just like, on one hand, I'm thinking she's seven. I mean, like, man, and at the same time, I'm like, wow, that was like so big for a 7 year old to like just feel that way. Just the idea of making some kid's dream come true. I was just like, wow, that just happened. when we get the opportunities to do those things, I think it's amazing. And obviously, like with wearestarfish.org, we reach out to kids that we just really feel like are at risk. We're reaching out to kids that have been challenged regularly just being here. We work with a lot of kids that are aging out of the foster care system. So these kids have been through it. They have stories to tell already. And some of them have lived through things that you know, we never even have. I love being able to give them opportunities, especially with writers. I don't know, man. You guys all have a unique talent that definitely is interesting to these kids, because as a writer, you know, you've got a voice and to be able to pen that voice, these kids have stories, and they need an outlet for them. They need a creative outlet for them that is constructive instead of something that's gonna, you know, just break them down. And as producers, I mean, the act of producing is just, again, such an incredible feeling, because it is this creative outlet that allows you to bring something to life, which is a neat feeling. And giving kids the opportunity to do that is also incredibly interesting. And then as a musician and a performer, everybody wanted to be a rock star at one point. I'm sorry, I don't know anybody who didn't want to be a rock star, so...
But, you know, to add to that, you know, when you see a young person that has talent like this young man, he obviously has the ability and he also has a talent. And Yo-Yo Ma used to, one of his quotes was, talent is passion. Mm. So, and I'll give you an example what I think he means. But, you know, people would say to me, "Man, you're so good. You're so talented. It's like, yeah, but I've put in the work.
Right.
And maybe, yeah, God's gifted me with a great ear. I had a great ear when I was a kid. I was first chair in honor band, and I didn't even, uh, I didn't even, uh, I could read music at the time, but I lost my chair because I wasn't paying attention to measure 335 coming down the pike, and I wasn't on top of it. And so I was first chair, but I was first chair because I had an ear. And I wanted to be a trumpet player. I wanted to be a trumpet player like Maynard Ferguson. I wanted to be a trumpet player like Bill Chase. But I think what this program could offer kids is that when you recognize that that talent is there, everybody might want to be a rock star, but not everybody has that gift.
Sure.
And they might have a producing gift, or they might have this. And we want to steer people into... We want to steer people that have that unique ability already that you can see. We want to be able to help foster that ability. You follow what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah.
If somebody would have done that for me, I would have instead of going and going off in a wrong direction in my life early on and not following what I think you should follow your dreams. But your dreams come from your passions, and your passions are your gifts and your talents. And you know, nobody had to tell me to practice. I'll give you one more example. They used to come in when I was a teacher at the church over on the other coast, and the kids would come in, Mr. Randy, we want to play guitar like you. I go, okay, but did you practice? No. Okay. But then the one kid that would come in and he would be like, man, this kid's got, he could be a really good guitar player. He does practice. Nobody had to tell me to practice, and nobody still has to tell me, right? It's all, what I'm saying is it's automatically there. I'm pursuing it already at a young age, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And I think for the filmmakers, you guys would probably agree that, you know, you guys are just adamantly pursuing what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's very, very tough to be a filmmaker, and it took, you know, a good 5-6 years to get The Hunter's Anthology picked up by a distributor. Shot, you know, all the way through. We did, you know, an episode a year as we got funding, and it was a very long, long process, but well worth it.
Awesome. So we're getting close to the end of the show. We are going to finish out the show with another one of Randy's songs, Back to the Blues. Life is Hard. Yes, we're going to finish it out with Life is Hard.
That's a good song.
Yes. So Nikki and Rob, can you just toss me out some information here real quick so that people know how to find you, how to support you, how to watch you, how to, you know, subscribe to you, pay attention to what you got coming up, all that good stuff.
Yeah, we're streaming now on Amazon and Tubi TV, and also on YouTube, as I said before. And you can look up behind the scenes stuff and interviews, and you know we documented a lot of what we did behind the scenes as we were doing it, and you can find that on our YouTube channel. We're all over social media. We're on everything, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We're always posting videos from behind
Threads.
The scenes.
Threads.
Clips from the show. There's a lot of content if you enjoy the series and want to see more.
Just follow us on our social media sites. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is The Hunter's Anthology. And watch the show and comment and let us know what you think.
Awesome. And we're going to do everything we can from Story to Screen and We Are Starfish to make sure we, you know, tag everything and give people places to find you guys. I'm going to remind you guys, so if you get the chance, over the next few days, there's a person I want to put you in touch with also. Her name is MJ. And I'll explain more later and we can talk about it aside, but just so that I don't forget, I wanted to make sure I tell you to remind me to introduce you to MJ. We'll pick up on that off of the show. So Randy Stevens, music maker, singer, performer, extraordinaire guitar player. Can you give us some details about how to find you, listen to you, keep in touch with you kind of thing?
Sure, because of course the devil is in the details.
Nice. Nicely done.
But you said it. Anyways, no, randystevens.net. My last name is STEPHENS. That's very confusing, but randystevens.net is my website. You can find me on Spotify. All my music's out there that you're playing through Indian Ink Music, Sony Orchard, and you can also come and see me live perform out here in Southwest Florida. I also have a tribute band, Stevie Ray Vaughan tribute band, Double Your Trouble. I'm on Facebook, Randy Stevens, Double Your Trouble. I'm on YouTube right now. I'm working on my YouTube project is Randy's Guitar Garden. And I really just want to offer lessons, you know, one-on-one lessons is really what I want to start shooting for and getting people into, you know, accelerating their guitar playing with the wealth of knowledge that I have throughout the years and wishing that somebody would have done that with me and avoid some of the pitfalls there as far as writing and everything like that. That's just, I don't have anything going on other than I'm always writing music. I don't have any platforms for writing. I'm not teaching how to write. I don't even know how to do that. But, you know, not to say that I couldn't do that and be a part of that. But yeah, those are pretty much, but come see me live. That's where the band thrives.
Right. Absolutely. I can vouch for that one. So to close out the show, is there anything left unsaid for any of you guys real quick? We'll start with Nikki.
No, I just want to thank you for having us. Hope you have a fantastic Thanksgiving weekend.
Right on. Thank you. You as well.
Yeah, same here. Thanks for having us on the show. And I did forget one thing. The website is thehuntersanthology.com. So I wanted to get that out there too.
Perfect. All right. And then how about you, Randy? Anything left unsaid?
No, thank you very much, Eric. And thank you for, you know, The River was such a great song for a movie. And I'm hoping to, you know, with these great filmmakers here that they might need something in the future. But I'm really hoping to get involved with more things like that, or if they have people that are looking for music.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would love to do. And happy Thanksgiving to all you guys.
Right on, yeah. The river was a knockout, and you've got a lot of knockouts. So thank you guys all for participating. This is always a lot of fun for me. I always learn a lot, and I hope that our listeners learn. You know, they hope they get to take something away, something fun, something exciting, something they didn't know. And I hope that they all click subscribe and just stay in touch with you guys, follow what you do. You guys have heard right from them how to support them, how to listen to them, how to stay in touch with them. So take a free minute and do so. Support the arts. You're supporting, you know, the young. You're supporting the young generation. You're supporting the what is going to push this, I don't know, just this place forward, man. This whole big ball we're all living on. So thank you guys for all your time. We appreciate you here at Story to Screen. I'm Eric Krefeld, and we are on KPEO. And we will see you again next week. You guys have a happy Thanksgiving. See you then.
End. like.
Streamlion, the superior internet radio hosting service that provides our SOCAM license coverage. Visit streamlion.com for more.